This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us on the Trocar College live line from Level Financial Advisors, Michael Angelucci, and we're talking about the market reaction to what happened yesterday at the White House, the president announcing a 25% tariff on all cars not made in the U.S. Michael, thanks once again for being with us. What did we see, the initial reaction from the market?
Yesterday, the U.S. market ended down about 1%, a little more than 1%, actually. And as you can expect, auto stocks were down. It looks like GM was down 8%. Yesterday, and Ford 5%, Stellantis that sells Jeep and Ram was another 5%. So those manufacturers import a lot of cars that are assembled outside of the U.S. and a lot of their parts from outside of the U.S. It's become an international market in building automobiles, so it's being reflected in their stock price right now. Tesla, on the other hand, was up about 1%, but that's because they make all their cars in the U.S. So that's where that stands right now. Not good for the auto manufacturers, and probably not going to be good for consumers who want to buy a new car in the near future.
I'm trying to understand these tariffs. The president said it would result in over $100 billion in new annual revenue to the U.S. How does that help Americans?
Well, initially, those tariffs will bring in revenue, correct? It will be a help. But the unintended consequences of that are the downstream effects of those companies that make things with steel or aluminum, or those car manufacturers that need auto parts that now sell less parts. So when that starts happening, their income goes down. They pay less taxes. They may not have as many employees because they lay people off, and those people don't pay as much in taxes. So that's where you get to worry about recession and the offset. So a lot of people scratch their head about that. Yes, there may be an initial influx of tariff income, but if the economy goes the other way, you're going to have less income coming in from U.S. manufacturers making things in income taxes. So it's not that easy.
How does the auto industry impact the greater economy? You know, does it matter as much if people aren't buying cars the way, at the rate that they used to? I don't know if you can speak to how big of an impact the auto industry has on our economy as a whole. And just on Wall Street, you know, how big of a chunk are these auto stocks to a lot of people's portfolios?
Well, that's a great question. I believe the number of employees in the auto industry in the U.S. From manufacturing down to sales, auto dealers, mechanics, is about 1 million people, I think I've read recently. So that's going to affect all those. I've read cases where some auto sellers have been laying off people, not hiring as many salespeople. So it's still a big part of the U.S. economy. I don't have the percent amount, but it is a big part. I mean, we see it in our own area, the importance of the auto industry. So it's definitely going to have an effect. In Wall Street, I mean, just based on the reaction yesterday, they signaled that this is not good for American companies. So, and we're seeing the futures are down a little bit today. So we'll see how the market reacts for the rest of the day.
You know, these are auto tariffs that we're talking about this morning, but there will be more tariffs announced next week. On Tuesday, the president calls it Liberation Day. How is Wall Street bracing for that?
I think it's a little bit of a wait and see attitude. Some of the downturn earlier in the year was in anticipation of this. And I still think there's this belief that maybe Trump will come off of some of these tariffs and change his opinion as last minute deals maybe are made. So it's really going to be a wait and see attitude. But as we've talked about before, he seems pretty firm that he's going down this road, because the longer term idea is that we're going to make it unaffordable to import products, and then we're going to build products here. But that's going to take time. That's going to take years to build manufacturing plants. And the other thing that I've been reading a lot lately is that a lot of manufacturing, and we're very productive in this country, and where you're getting great productivity is through automation. So if we build more manufacturing jobs, they're mostly going to be, or manufacturing plants and build things in the country, they're going to be staffed by robots, not human beings for the most part. So I don't know if the vision is correct. And it's funny, just before your Booker called this morning, I was listening to a podcast from Schwab, and their chief economist said that she's been looking through all the historical data and can't find one incidence where trade wars are beneficial to any country. So this is in my opinion, and historically, this is not a good road for the U.S. to go down.
So what is the advice for people's portfolios? Is this a time to change things around at all? You know, not necessarily sell off all your stocks or anything, but maybe re-diversify or look to where your money is? Or is this an opportunity over the next month for more people to get into the market at all?
I think it's to be in the market, you always want it to be your long-term holding. But diversification is the key, not only in the market, but in some in bonds. I've looked at a lot of kind of the classic 60% stock, 40% bond portfolio, and really year to date, that's pretty flat. And that's because if you've been diversified, so this is the, to answer your question, really what you want to do is diversify. You want to have some bonds because bonds have been going up in value. This year, they've been acting as a diversifier. You want some international, maybe up to 30%, 40% international, because international stocks have been up as American stocks have been going down. Now, an international has not done well the last 10 years, but that's why you diversify for these kind of moments. You never know when something may happen, and you want to have other asset classes, other countries, and that's what that's doing for people right now in their investment portfolios. So the key really is to make sure you're broadly diversified, so you're not exposed to any one asset class or any one country.
Well, Michael, thank you for helping us understand this.
Absolutely.
Glad to have you here. That's Michael Angelucci from Level Financial Advisors.